Well, now you might have heard the news that Harper Lee, the author of the classic 1960 novel To Kill a Mockingbird, is set to release a second book, a sequel in fact, to her classic novel. She's now aged 88, and it's been a staggering 54 years since she wrote Mockingbird. So what's this all about? We're joined on the line from the USA by Harper Lee's biographer Charles J. Shields. Charles, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure.
Was this news that there was another book waiting in the wings? Did you know about this?
Yes, I did. When I was researching her biography in 2004, 2005, I came across evidence of another novel. It was clear to me that this was a work by a beginning author, a young woman in her 20s who was looking for a publisher. And I also saw evidence of the fact that there were scenes and characters that who later appeared in To Kill a Mockingbird. So I assumed that this was a kind of a draft, you know, an early attempt at To Kill a Mockingbird. It didn't have the guidance of an editor on it yet. And I assumed that, you know, like a lot of creative work, it just kind of died in the author's hands and didn't go any further. Because a couple of, maybe a year later or so, there's mention of the manuscript that eventually became To Kill a Mockingbird in the correspondence. And I know that that went through three revisions, complete revisions. So, you know, on the one hand, Ghost Set of Watchmen is a different book. On the other hand, it's going to seem very, very familiar, I think, to readers.
Now, as I understand it, it's set after To Kill a Mockingbird. She wrote it first, as you've explained, but it all happens 20 years later. It's the characters we know from that much-loved book 20 years on. Is that your understanding?
Yes. Scout is now a woman in her 30s, about the author's age, who's coming back to the town she grew up in Alabama, and she reminisces with her elderly attorney father about the events of her childhood, and it's the story that we know as To Kill a Mockingbird. To an editor, this presents an immediate problem because it's all in flashback, and, you know, there's no bigger suspense killer than something that's already occurred because the characters involved came through it all right, evidently. But, you know, there could be some advantages to this. Perhaps we're going to see another aspect of Harper Lee's love for her father as an adult woman. Perhaps from the perspective of the 1950s, looking back to the Great Depression, we're going to see some strong contrast between then and now, that sort of thing. So, I mean, there is possibility here, but there also seems potential for a lot of overlap.
Yes. I mean, what you're referring to there is that Atticus Finch, the father, this heroic lawyer, this honest man, so memorable from the film, of course, is based closely on Harper Lee's own father, who was a lawyer of exactly that kind.
Yes.
What does the existence of this prior manuscript tell us about the writing of To Kill a Mockingbird, do you think?
Every good published author gets edited. It's something you just accept with your career. If you're a prima donna who turns away at suggestions that you need to rework something, you're probably not going to be published. And Harper Lee, to her eternal credit, took guidance from an editor, a woman in her 60s, who told her that she was a good natural storyteller, but that the novel needed work in terms of structure and point of view. And so Harper Lee took her at her word. The two women worked very closely together. And the result was a book that shows the fingerprints of a good editor all over it, and that's why we have To Kill a Mockingbird.
So are you cautious, Charles, about the quality of this upcoming publication?
Well, I am, sure, because, you know, as a literary biographer, I know that in the history of writing, authors don't usually like their early work to come to light. It's a period of apprenticeship when they're finding their way. I wonder if an 88-year-old blind woman who had a major stroke 5 years ago understands the import of what this might mean.
So do you think it's unwise to be publishing this manuscript?
Well, I'll tell you what. The manuscript did not come out during the entire half century that it existed and her elder sister, Alice Lee, was alive. Alice Lee was Harper's attorney, advisor, counselor, somebody who handled all of her finances. Alice just passed away at 103 in November, and here we are 2 months later. A manuscript has been uncovered, and my sense is that with Alice gone as a buffer, Harper Lee may be getting poor advice.
I guess time will tell. The book's due out on the 14th of July. Charles, thank you for joining us. It's been lovely to talk.
Well, thanks very much.
Charles J. Shields. His books include Mockingbird, A Portrait of Harper Lee, and I Am Scout, The Biography of Harper Lee. Those are both published by Holt. And as I say, the new book, or the old new book, called Go Set a Watchman, will be on the shelves on the 14th of July.